Fast Friday. Who can tell me what Fast Friday is about? Do you know what Fast Friday is about?
Doing, practicing, studying, doing everything fast.
Everything fast. Yeah. Fast feet, fast minds. That's what Fast Friday is. Yeah. It's not necessarily fast. You guys can't ask questions. I like it when you don't. But it's not. That's not what it is. All right. So we're ready to roll. We're ready. Looking forward to Sunday night. National TV. Two good football teams. Both want to win really bad, and should be a heck of a game. Looking forward to playing in front of our fans. Questions?
How were the practices last week compared to the ones you had this week? Or are they feel the same, different vibe?
Probably a little different vibe, yeah. I felt like we practiced pretty well last week.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a matter of going out and producing, executing on game days.
Amari, any sense this could be a long-term thing or a short-term thing?
I think he's better than he was, but he's going to be out this week. But I think we have a chance to get him back.
Jack, you talked about Dave. He's kind of resigned himself. He's going to probably feel bad in Pittsburgh the rest of the year. But are you encouraged? Do you see him moving around like he is out?
Well, you know, I think Amelia wanted to put him right there so you guys could watch him work out. he's doubtful this weekend. And we'll see. We hope to get him back. You know, obviously he's a good player for us.
Is having Antonio Hamilton, will he be active?
He's likely to come up. Obi actually had surgery yesterday, and we'll be out, and we'll end up on IR, and Hamilton will come up and play for us.
That hip injury, did that occur on special teams on
Sunday? I can't tell you exactly when that occurred. I think it's been a little bit that he's been working with, and so anyway, it's required surgery. He's had it, and so he'll be out.
It was the hip, though.
Oh yeah.
Not having David for the past six games, how much of an impact has that had on the secondary? He's been pretty productive for years.
Well, you know, yeah, he's a good player, but you know, we don't dwell on that. We go with the next guy up. Guys have been working hard. I feel like we're coming together, playing faster with more certainty, and that's what we're looking for. Well, you know, I think he's a really good football player. I think Dak brings a lot to the table. Taking out a guy that is so prominent in your offense may take a little while to adjust, but I feel like they've adjusted. I think they've got a good group. Their backs are talented. Their line's talented. They've got good skill people. So this is a really good offense.
How do you feel your run defense has played as well this year?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good most of the year. Last week wasn't what we want, you know, especially in terms of numbers, but I feel like we've been pretty solid. We got challenged with week one, Tennessee, who runs it as well as anybody. And this will be another one of those challenges. They run it as well as anybody.
With Cooper out, what are some key attributes you believe are going to be missed up with your team on Sunday?
Well, we'd rather not focus on what we're not getting and focus on what we can do with the guys we have. And that's how we've approached it. So, you know, he's not practiced all week, and we're ready to move on.
Shalit Calhoun went from not playing to last week and made some plays.
Yeah.
What do you see from him in terms of, I guess, when he was down? His approach, did anything change with him at all? Or what do you see from his growth?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's natural for anybody to, if you're down, you're not, you know you're not in the plans to have to push to keep working. I think he has. And we're counting on him to make some plays for us. You know, he showed up last week, made a couple plays, and hope he can make a few more this week.
That's good. All right.
All right. Thank you.